Fear is a real thing right now in American vegetable fields and fruit orchards. Immigrant workers are worried about being deported, and farmers are worried too. Without those workers, they could lose their harvest. The solution for an increasing number of farmers are so-called guest workers, NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Dan Fazio is executive director of an organization called WAFLA, which helps fruit growers in the state of Washington find workers. And he is busy these days.
Yeah, our phones are ringing off the hook.
Fazio's organization brings foreign workers into the U.S. legally. WAFLA applies for permission from the U.S. Department of Labor to bring in workers for specific jobs. It certifies that it's looked for U.S. citizens to do those jobs and couldn't find any. Then it locates people in places like Mexico or Central America. These guest workers get a special visa that lets them stay in the country for up to 10 months. And then WAFLA drives them to Washington State on buses.
So this year we'll get labor certifications for over 10,000 workers.
That's still a minority of farm workers in the state of Washington. The rest live here in the U.S. year-round, but many are not here legally, and those workers are frightened.
We haven't seen any raids, but we have, you know, we have seen the paranoia where a government vehicle drives by a farm and then all the farm workers, you know, run away.
That actually happens.
Yeah, it happens.
That fear is a big reason why the farmers are calling Fazio. They're looking for workers who are here legally and won't run away. The guest worker program has been growing in recent years just because there's a shortage of farm workers across the country. Tobacco and sweet potato growers in North Carolina, small organic farmers in Pennsylvania, the Trump Winery in Virginia, all of them are now using guest workers like Felipe Montan. Montan is still at home in Veracruz, Mexico, but he'll soon leave his family behind and get on a bus to North Carolina to work in sweet potato fields. He's been doing this for the past 10 years.
It's helped me to improve my house. It's also allowed me to pay for education for my kids. I have a daughter who's in the university.
There are a lot of critics of this program. The visa that workers get ties them to one employer that can leave them vulnerable to abuse or exploitation. Montan says it's generally worked out well for him. He gives a lot of credit to a union contract between a group of North Carolina growers and a group called the Farm Labor Organizing Committee. It's the only place in the country where guest workers have a union. Out in California, the country's biggest agricultural state, farmers used to say they'd never use the guest worker program. Too many regulations, they said. Employers have to provide free housing, transportation, also pay a minimum wage that the government sets. This year in California, that's $12.50 an hour. Now, though, some of those farmers are so worried about immigration enforcement, they're calling Gene Mallets, a lawyer in San Diego who specializes in guest worker applications. Mallets is hiring more people to handle the workload.
I am. I don't sleep very much these days.
I reached Mallets right after she finished talking to some farmers in the town of San Luis Obispo.
They want to know, what are all the rules? What do we do? Where are we going to get housing?
Last year nationwide, about 160,000 farm jobs were filled by guest workers. That's about 10% of all the jobs in crop fields. Mallets wouldn't be surprised if that number doubled over the next 5 years. In fact, she's wondering if the government will have enough people to handle all the applications she'll be submitting. Dan Charles, NPR News.